Vov Kislev, Tuesday the 20th of November, Rabbi Yankee Cooper, Rain and the Speckled Sheep.
I see we have rain already, we just have to wait for the speckled sheep. As we all know, each one of the others established and developed a special midah, a special derech in Avodas Hashem. Each one centered their shleimus in Avodas Hashem with one of the three yesodos of the Bria. As the Maral tells us in the Gvurois, Ha'avas hem shorish kol ruchnis Yisrael, they're the source, the roots of all the ruchnis of Klal Yisrael, obahem ikri yesod v'goyrem b'koyach l'chol inyon Yisrael. They invested the spiritual potential in Klal Yisrael till the end of time. It's interesting, the Dorish Hashuma say, if you look at the word Yisrael, it actually has in it all the three Ovos and the four Emois. The Yod of Yisrael is Yitzchok and Yaakov, the Sin is Soro, Reish is Rivka Rochel, Aleph Avram, and the Lamed Leo. So, we know Avram took on the Midah, centered the Avodas Hashem around the Midah of Chesed, Yitzchok was Yiro Gvuro, and the Midah of Yaakov was the Midah of Emes. As Chazal Teras, V'doi V'emes Bilvovoi, Ze Yaakov Shenema Titein Emes LeYaakov. However, when we start learning through the parashas told us V'yetzei and onwards, it seems we seem to get a slightly different picture. We don't seem to see this Midas Emes Kaviyochol in the Anhoga of Yaakov. First of all, we have him taking advantage of Esau's desperate situation. He's about to die, and he convinces him to sell him the brochus. Then that continues on. He manages, so to speak, to trick Yitzchok into giving him the brochus, which he was destined to give to Esau. And then we have in this week's Edra the story with the speckled sheep. The Torah tells us that Yaakov said to Lavan, I've been working here already for 7 years. I served you 7 years on behalf of Rochel, then on Leah. And now it's time to go. And Lavan wants to convince him to stay. He said, you deserve to have some wage. So Yaakov said, yes, I'll work for you. And I'll take some for myself. So they made the deal, as the Pasuk tells us. Lavan said to Yaakov, what should I give you? You'd have to give me anything. We'll do as follows. I'll continue to guard your sheep, to shepherd your sheep. I will go through all the flocks today. I'll take away all the speckled, all the striped, all the sheep with brown blotches, all the brown sheep, and the goats. And then, as the apostle explains, you've got all the colored sheep, I'm left with all the white sheep, and now any colored sheep, any striped sheep which are born from this white flock, they will become mine, and the whites are yours. So therefore, Lavan had taken away all the colored sheep, left Yaakov with the white ones, and any brown colored sheep which will be born now would belong to Yaakov. So the Pasuk says, V'yosav yomaset yoshem akudim atluim es kol izim anakudois vatluois. He took away all the colored sheep, and he gave them, V'yitem b'yad bonov, he gave them to the sons of Lavan, and the children of Lavan took them to their fields, their pastures, which was 3 days away from where Yaakov was, and Yaakov remained with the white sheep. Continues the Pasuk, V'yikach lo Yaakov makel livne lach v'luz v'armoin. He took different types of colored sticks, with barks, branches which come from nut trees. He cut them, he made incisions, he scratched them to reveal machshof halovon asher amaklos, the white insides of the sticks. Vayatzek es amaklos asher pitzel. He took these sticks which he had scratched, which he had cut, borohotim b'shikas hoshimayim. He put them in the streams, in the troughs of water where the animal drank. And as a tavoy natzoy nishtoy, so the animals come to drink, lenoichu katzoy, in front of the soin, v'yichamno b'voy nishtoy. And the animals would warm up, and when they come to drink, and through that they will give birth, through seeing these colored sticks, they would give birth, the Pasuk says, akudim l'kudim etluim. And the Pasuk continues to explain how Yaakov did it, and the Pasuk concludes, v'yifres ish moid moid. So the way it would seem, if you learn Kapshuta Shel Mikro, it seems that Yaakov was doing some trick over here. He'd made a deal with Lavan, you take all the colored ones, leave me the white ones. If any colored ones get born, they'll be mine. And now he goes and he puts these sticks, which sort of, lechoira, seemingly caused them to give birth to colored So Shalis, how does this work? How do we reconcile this with the Midah of Yaakov, Midah Se'emes? What's even more puzzling is the actual name Yaakov. Yaakov means crooked. We find the pasuk in Yirmiyah, Kichol Ach, Okov, Yaakov, V'chol Re'er, Rochel Yahalich. Each person tricked and deceited his fellow. Indeed, Esav himself said that. Hachi Koroshmo Yaakov, it's for nothing, it's called Yaakov, Yaakveni Zepamayim, he's tricked me twice. How does this go together? The Torah tells us at the beginning, V'Yaakov Ish Tam Yoishev Olim, Ein Yedeh, Ein Yiboki B'chol Eilu, says Rashi. Also we find that when Yaakov came and the first time he met Rachel, he says to him, Ki Ochi Avihu, I'm the son of your father. Explains Rashi, Im the Ramos Ubo, if he's going to come against me with Ramos, with deceit, I'm Ochi B'Ramos, I can deceive him as well. The first person asked this question was none other than Rachel herself. The Gemara tells us in Megillah Daf Yud Gimel, Barvasa Daf Kuf Chof Gimel, V'chi Shori Leil Tzadikim L'Skuya B'Ramusa, Can Tzadikim be Oisik in deceit? V'onel and Yaakov answered her, En Dechsiv V'im Ike Shetapur. There's a pasuk, he brought a source from a pasuk, that if someone's deceiving you, you can deceive them. Now we have to understand, this is not a tit-for-tat sort of thing. We know that a person has to be willing to give up all his money, not to be over an Issa. Mehichetesa, just because someone's deceiving you, you're losing money, you can deceive him. If it's an Issa, it's an Avera. And more so, we're talking about now the Yisoyed of Emes, the Midas of Emes. Yaakov was the Emes in the purest form, the Shoresh of all Emes in the Bria. How could it be that he was living his life with this tit, with his Ramos, with this Mekish, the Tapor? So before we go on, we have to make an important akdama. We have no musa, we cannot fathom bechlal the darker of us. We have no idea, the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, Im Rishonim Kemalachim, Onu Kemne Odom, Im Rishonim Kemne Odom, Onu Kechamoyrim. Either way, we are in a different league of bechlal, they're a different class. When the Chovas Avovas in Shabbos Hakim explains, he describes what it means to be Oyved Hashem. He says, V'chein v'chol t'no oisov, in all his movements, lo yatzik regel, he will not move a leg, lo yaniaf up, he won't even bash an eyelid, el achar hafokas retzoin adoino behem, unless he's sure that that's the Rotzon Hashem. He won't even blink unless that's the Rotzon Hashem now. Kol shekein v'kol shekein, the others, every movement of them, every fiber of their being, every move of a limb, every machshava they even contemplated was all in sync with the Rotzon Hashem. The Chazal tell us that the others, heinan hamar kovo, explains Reb Chaim Volozhin and the Nefesh HaChaim. Ki heima, the Ovos, b'nei roi shitkosim, with the awesome sitkus, with taras, kedushas libom, and the great purity of heart. Ho yomedabkim machshavoysam ritzoin isbarach. The machshavas, the thoughts, were dovak in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kol yomeim, the whole life, b'li hefzeg rega, without one second of separation from a machshav in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed his name on them, l'kei Avrom, l'kei Yitzhak, l'kei Yaakov. Similarly, we find in the Ramban, Ki b'chol iske aguf, when we find the others dealing with sort of material things, with their bodies, kol kavanosom hois l'shem shemayim, it was all l'shem shemayim, v'lo hoisom achshovtum nefredes min o'er elyon afele rega echod, even for one second, they weren't distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And similarly, we find in the Rambam, Moreh Nevuchim, Dros Zaran, every fiber of their being, every movement they made was with the Rotzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara tells us, Shloisha lo sholat bem Yetzirah. There's three who didn't have a Yetzirah, Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. The Mefarshim say they were a Bechina of Adam HaRishon, Kodem HaChet. Even the Emois, says in the Mefarshim, they didn't suffer the Klola of Chava. They didn't have the Tzara Ebo, they didn't have birth pains, labor pains. They were a Bechina of Kodem HaChet. There's an interesting Zoya. We know that Avram told Eliezer, before he sent him off to find a wife for Yitzchok, Simno Yodcho Tachas Yerechi. And similarly we find by Yaakov told Yosef, the Zoya asked, Lechur, it's also to touch the Mokamira. How could he tell him to put his hand there? Says the Zoya, Hanoch Le'ovas Oilam, leave the Ovas Oilam alone. The less Inon Keshav Ne'alma. You can't compare them to other people in the world. They were a class on their own. The Gemara tells us in B'nei Dorim, Avram is Gematria Miramach, he was a Molach, he was ruled over his Ramach Eberov, he was in total control of everything he did. Not only that, the houses were like the Mishkan, like the Mikdosh. We know they had Ner Doluk, Mishabos Veshabos, Onon Kosher Ala Oyel, and they had a Brocha B'Yisra. The Ner Doluk was connected to the Menoiro, the Onon Kosher was connected to the Ketores, and the Brocha B'Yisra the Lechem Aponim. The Zemurdik Yomeshachochma, the Meshachochma, when he comes to explain Eliezer, we find he was Meshtachave. He bowed down when he came to Choron. Once we find he bowed down, but Pishuk Yadayim Bereglaim, and once he just bowed down. So he explains the halacha is one may only bow down, but Pishuk Yadayim Bereglaim, totally on the ground, only in the Beis HaMikdosh. Outside the Beis HaMikdosh, on a stone floor, it is forbidden. Only on the ground outside. So therefore he says, Eliezer, when he was outside, he bowed down completely, but when he was Lavan's house, which had a stone floor, he wasn't able to bow down. However, says the Meshech Chochmah, in the house of the Ovos, in the house of Rom, Yisro, and Yankov, at the din of a Mishkan, you were able to prostrate yourself, bow down completely, Mishtacha, Ponav Yod Viragla on the ground. The Mamish was like the Azor of the Beis HaMikdosh. So therefore, when we come to talk about the Ovos, you have to understand, we're not talking about them, we're not trying to explain their actions. When we ask Kashas and we say Mahalchim and Horas, we're not discussing them. But the Torah is Meloshon Hayro. The Torah comes to teach us. The Torah wants to teach us lessons. We have to take the things at face value, try and apply it for Limudin, take the lessons that we can learn for ourselves, which the Torah is trying to teach us. So coming back to Yaakov Avinu, the Kashas the Horas we said before. So first, two general Kodesh to understand the Mahalach of Yaakov. We asked, how could it be that Dafka Yaakov, who is the mid of MS, he has so many sonas seemingly of the opposite? So the answer is, Ha-gufa. Because a person, the Boishim Dafka wants to test a person to show that he can serve Hashem even when it doesn't go with his derech, even when it's not fitting in with his mahalach. For example, Avram was the mid of Chesed, his greatest test was the Akedah. He had to show that he can serve Hashem even when it goes against L'chorei's Midah Chesed. People shouldn't think it was he had a good heart. Similarly, Yaakov, whose Midah was the Midah of Emes, he was tested to show if he can serve the Rebbein Shalom when L'chorei is doing the opposite. The Midah of Emes is doing the opposite, he's doing Sheker. And more than that, the idea of an Nisroi, the Rabban explains, it lifts a person up, it brings a person to maximize his potential, to be moitzi mikoyach el hapoel. And therefore, because Yaakov's midah was emes, Rabbein Shem, so to speak, stretched him on that midah, so he can hone his midah much more finer and finer. So why was that his avodas Hashem? So Reb Dessler explains, Reb Isaac Sher, Reb Chaim Freeland, the other Mefoshim, that we normally translate emes and sheker as true and false. But he says, they say that's really relative. It's not really the correct translation. For example, says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, if you're hiding someone in your house, and a KGB officer comes with a gun and he wants to kill him, he says, is Reuven hiding in your house? If you say yes, that's considered sheker. Why? Because there's only one emes in the world. The Rabbein Shalom, as the Rambam says in the beginning of Yisrael HaTorah, the Rabbein Shalom is the real emes, and his Rotson is the emes. We live in a world of choshech. Toshes choshech ilaylo in ma'azeh is a world of hester. We don't always see the real emes, the real rotzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes a person who can see, he can see through the choshech of this world. Abdesta says, explains, emes u'mashem mevi l'toyv l'rotzon ha'boire. Emes is what brings for the rotzon Hashem. V'sheke u'mashem nois natzlocho l'sitra acha. Sheke is what gives the courage to the sitra acha. So therefore, Yaakov, who knew b'nevuah that he was meant to be the Bechor, Rivka had the nevuah that he was meant to take the Bechor, and the Mefarshim was saying it was dafka meant to be given in a way where Yitzchak thought it was Esau when he gave it to Yaakov. So he went and did that, and his avodas Hashem was to go exactly as the nevuah told him, and to do exactly because it was a nevuah, not to have any personal revenge or any personal feelings in the sheker. But again, we have to appreciate that this is not going to get to us. We're talking about the others. They knew b'nevuah. They could see through the choshech. But we're full of agendas. We have our own agios. L'maisa, this doesn't really apply to us. We have to do the emes at face value, how we see it around us. Now I want to make a talk about Tucker, the Shikasosa man. This story here, what's going on here with the sticks? How could there be... So we said there's a mahalach of Ikesh to Tapor, but surely that can't be the Pasuk's mavur that he did this always, constantly, for 6 years. Ikesh to Tapor, I can understand, is at random, here, there, if someone's deceiving you. This, to live his life for 6 years, according to this mahalach, doesn't seem to make sense for Yaakov, the Isha Emes. The Chasam Sofer says, based on the Gemara and Yevamos, even we do have a hat of sheker, but one mustn't continue. It has to be at random, one-off, here, there. There's no hetzer to continue being mashaker. But moreover, we see that there's, when we stand on a Shana Rabbah and we daven for rain, we invoke the schus of the Ovos. We mention each of the schus of Yaakov, who said, Yukach no matmaim, we ask HaKadosh Baruch for rain. We ask B'schus Yitzchok, and then we ask B'schus Yaakov for rain. How do we ask? Leman Cholok, in the schus of Cholok, the Yaakov was the Ish Cholok, Mefatzil makalois b'shikasos amayim, who split, who scratched these sticks in the troughs of water. That's the schus that we ask for rain. We mention this as a schus. So we see not only are there no kashas, there's no difficulties here, we see this as a merit, this is a schus which we live off until this day. The schus, there was something special here which Yaakov was doing with these sticks. What was this schus? We know that the Nesiim on Chanukah brought different kabbonas. They each brought a par, each brought a keves and an ayah. Says the Medrash brought down the Batsanura. The par was Keneged Avrom, v'Raboko Rotz Avrom. Ayah Keneged Yitzchok, v'Yikeches Ayah, v'Aleu Tachas Bunoi. The keves was Keneged Yaakov, Shenema, v'Kvosim Hefid Yaakov, v'Saman Akut. The Kvosim which the Nesiim brought in the Chanukah Sabayas was v'Schos, the kvosim, the speckled sheep, which Yaakov did over here. So again, we see this as schus over here, something special which Yaakov was doing. The Rekech brings a different madrash. B'schus ha-maklois shel Yaakov, b'schus the sticks of Yaakov, zocha David l'natzeach al Goliath b'maklois. David ha-melech was zocha to be natzeach on Goliath with a slingshot, which the apostle calls the maklois. And also we find in the Zoya that the soid of the mitzvah's tefillin, the primus, the way Yaakov was, so to speak, was Mekayim Mitzvah's tefillin, was with these makalos. So, whatever that means, but we see there's obviously something very deep going on over here. There is a Ruah, one of the Rishonim, where he points this out. He says, many people say, we can't understand this parasha of the makalos, says the Ruah, we've been led like lost sheep into the mistaken understanding in this speckled sheep. So what is the understanding? So the Alta of Navaduk says, we have there's a common misunderstanding over here. It can't be that Yaakov used these sticks to influence the color of the sheep which were going to be born. For the simple reason, we know that Laban changed his deal, the conditions, 100 times. It wouldn't have helped, these sticks couldn't have helped very much. He continuously changed it. It couldn't have been, and more than that, he made certain incisions, certain scratches, but Laban also, as Laban continued making the different conditions, there would have been some which would have helped Laban l'chora. So that can't be that's what Yaakov was trying to do. And Bechlal, if that was really how it was working, then Laban wouldn't have let Yaakov do that. How would have Laban let that go by? So Elamal Kochach was a nes, as Ramban says, 100 times Laban changed the conditions. Even the day before the animals were about to born, Laban changed. Says Ramban was a nes. The day before they were born, Rabbi Yisham changed the color of the sheep that there should be for Yaakov. So therefore, what was Yaakov trying to do? What was he trying to achieve? Says the Alta, it wasn't out of dishonesty, it wasn't out of deceit, but it was the greatest integrity, there was the Ish Emes of Yaakov, which made him put these sticks out. What's Pshat? So he says, yes, as Mephorosh and the Pasuk, the colors stimulate the animals that cause them to conceive better. We know when they had the flocks of sheep, before they made this deal, the flock of sheep itself was a diversity of colors. There was the white sheep, the brown, the speckled, the striped, all different colors. So the wool of the sheep, the colors of the sheep themselves, provided the color which benefited the animals. But now that Laban had removed all the colored sheep, he had removed all the brown sheep, all the striped sheep, Yaakov was left with only white sheep. And Yaakov thought to himself, I have a problem here. This is not so good for the lambing season. This is not so good for the sheep to multiply. So what would a normal person say? Fine, that's love. That's the deal. That's how Laban wants it. He did it. It's his idea. So let it go. But Yaakov says, no, I'm a shomer. I'm guarding, I'm shepherding Laban's sheep. I've got to look after them with the utmost care, as if they were my own sheep. I don't care how Laban's dealing with me. He's tricking me. I've got to keep my emes. I've got to continue to look after them with the middah of emes, with the total integrity. And therefore, I'm going to put out these sticks in order to help the flock grow and multiply. This was the middah of emes. It's the chamavla l'arayin, if we look through the parshas, how Yaakov didn't let Laban move him from the middah of emes. Yaakov worked for 7 years for Rachel. 7 years he worked hard to marry Rachel. And he knew that Laban was a rabbi, and he made a deal with him. He said, Rachel, bitrak tano. And in the end, what happened? Laban sent Leah instead of Rachel. What does Yaakov say to him? Pasuk says, Vayoyme Laban, can't find the Lashon HaPasuk, but the Pasuk is Vayoyme Laban, Yaakov said to Laban, why did you do this to me? The Lashon doesn't say the Pasuk Vayidabe spoke strongly or Vayitzak, Vayagad, Vayoyme. He said to him, why did you do this to me? Tell me Pshat in the Sugya Pasuk. As if he was a newspaper reporter outside there trying to understand what happened over here. He didn't let himself get bekas with Laban, and Laban had the chutzpah to make a deal with him and say, you want Rachel? Fine, work another 7 years. So Yaakov went and he worked another 7 years. Says the Pasuk, Vayavid imoy oid sheva shonam achiris. He worked another 7 whole years for Laban. Says Rashi, Achiris akishon rishoinois. Mari shoinois beamuna afachiris beamuna. Just like the first ones, the first 7 years he'd worked honestly with total integrity. The second 7 years were exactly the same. Nothing changed. Imagine you're working for an employer for 7 years and he fiddles you out, makes you lose all what you've worked for. And then you continue working with him with the same integrity, with the same honesty. And then we find afterwards over here, how not one time, not two times, not 10, not 20, 100 times Laban came with a different condition. He drayed them, Amin and Tariq. Yaakov remained with the same. He didn't budge. As the Pasuk tells us, when he was talking to Laban at the end of the parasha, There's 20 years I've been working for you. They've never miscarried. They've never been lost. If there was anything, a trefa, I gave it back to you. I stood there in the heat of the sun in the day. I was up all night, in the most freezing nights, looking after your sheep. How could Yaakov do that? It's harmful to his goof. He leaves the Besorah here. Now, while Koponim, Yaakov gave up his days and his nights with a total mesiros to look after the sheep of Laban, even after all that he'd done for them. That was the middah of Yaakov. And then what happened at the end, when he told his wives that he wants to leave, the Pasuk says, Vayar Yaakov is Pnei Laban. It says that Yaakov noticed that Laban's attitude to Yaakov had changed. Yaakov's attitude to Laban hadn't changed. He remained the same honest person. When Laban chased Yaakov and he started checking in through all his bags, all his oilim, Yaakov got very upset with him. He says, "Kim yishashtes kol keila imam atzosom kol klei v'secho." You've checked everything, you haven't found anything which belongs to you. Says the Medrash, Benoiks of Oilam, the normal way of the world, Choson, Shudoitz, the Chomo, of a son in law who's by a Shver, Efshaloi, Shaloi, Nahonis, Aphilic, Echod, Aphilic, Sagan, Echod. It's impossible that it doesn't take something, a cup, even a needle. Bram Hocho, Meshashless Kolkele. However, here Yaakov says, you've checked all my belongings, all my possessions, Aphilic, Machat, Aphilic, Sinoilam, it's us, even one needle One pin you haven't found which belongs to you. Tachmabel al-Arai, in 22 years, Yaakov has been with his children, with 11 children and 4 wives by Lavan, and he can say with full conviction, I've not used anything without permission. I'm not taking even one needle, one pin from you. He was so sure, the mid of Emes was so strong by Yaakov, that he knew not only himself, his children, his wives, that Shpoh of his Emes had gone over to them. He was sure that they'd taken nothing. Who was the richest of the Ovos? The Pasuk tells us, Avram kovid ma'oid b'mikna b'kesev b'bezov. Avram was kovid ma'oid. But Yitzchak also says, V'yigdol ish v'yele cholot v'godol ati godol ma'oid. However, Yaakov it says, V'yifro iso ish ma'oid ma'oid. Yaakov was ma'oid ma'oid, much more l'chore than the other Ovos. Why was Yaakov zeicher? It's the Rambam in the end of Hilchos Chirus. He talks about how a person, how a balabais has to treat his employer nicely, and the same, the employee has to treat the employer well and deal honestly. A person is mechuyev to work with all his koyach. Shehere Yaakov et tzadik omar, ki bekol koyche avadti savichen. Yaakov et tzadik said to Lavan, said to his wives, I served your father Lavan with all my koyach. Says the Rambam, lefikoch, therefore not as chazoisach boilem azeh. He took the schar. Rabbi Yisrael benched him already. The schus of working honestly, you get the schar in this world. Shenema v'yifro se'ish mo'id mo'id. When we stand and we daven for rain, when we daven for panos over the coming year, it's not easy. A person, a farmer for example, he spends time and money preparing the field, planting the seeds, but he knows that nothing's going to help until Rabbi Yisrael sends rain. As the Gemara says, Emunah zeh seyed zroim, shemamin becheir lomim mezareah. So when we're davening for the Panosa, that Rabbi Yisrael should realize Emunah and send us brocha, we mention the schus of Yaakov Avinu, how he served with the greatest emes v'emunah, the greatest emes and the greatest emunah, he served Lavan, notwithstanding all his tricks, all his deceitfulness, he remained the emes, and with that schus, we daven also that Rabbi Yisrael should grant us with Panosa with rain. We have to try and follow in the drachim of the Ovos. Says Rav Dessler, how does one achieve? What's the way to go about receiving such a midah of emes? Says Rav Dessler, only b'schus the koch of limud haTorah. The limud haTorah gives us, it refines us, and it gives us the inner strength to withstand in the shoyness of. So therefore, how special and how important is this wonderful program of Start the Day Torah Way. Right at the beginning of the day, before we go out into the wild world with all this mysterious, before we go out to the workplace, we sit and we come together and we learn, we infuse ourselves with the Koyach HaTorah, and that gives us the fortitude to deal honestly, notwithstanding whoever it is, we'll continue to work with the Midas HaEmes, and when we come after 120 and we're asked, Nosotom Nosata B'Amona, we'll be able to say, with full conviction, yes, and a very strong help us, we should always continue to go.